Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
What's going on? Welcome to the show, Crushing After Dark. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are in here bringing sexy back with some Justin Timberlake, starting off real nice, real smooth, and real easy. That number to call in, 805-830-8320. The chat room is wide open. Create a free account and join me in the chat. Let's speak about it. How was your week? I want to apologize. Unfortunately, due to technical problems, I was not able to do my show last night. I do apologize to all my listeners and guests who try to tune in and couldn't get through. I couldn't get through it either. But we're here tonight. Everything is looking on up and up. Everything is smooth. Let me knock on wood so we don't have no troubles tonight. Now, excuse me. Tonight I am going to be announcing the winner to the Fall Fantasy Radio's A Week of Love Valentine's giveaway. And I thought we'd talk about when you get what you ask for sexually. I recently came across something that I know I've been definitely asking for, and I don't know how that's making me feel. I don't know. Maybe y'all can help me out. Once again, 805-830-8320. And as always, going to be bringing some awesome tools, a little bit of sexy, and a whole lot more of sexy. That's what you could expect at Crushing After Dark with LaCrush Hearts. Right now, I want to give a big shout-out to Charisma, who's finally made it back to the NYC, and she's just holding herself down right now. We enjoying some nice weather. Once again, let me knock on some more wood. I'm going to be knocking on wood all night long because we are enjoying some decent weather. I was out and about today. It felt so good. It was chilly, but it just felt good to not have to have on a whole bunch of clothing. It was a little sweaty and stuff like that because our coats were a little thick. But, hey, I don't know about y'all, but I know in New York City, that weather breaks, it can turn in blink of an eye. 1 hour, it can feel like it's 60, and the next hour, it can drop down to 19. So I'm not even trying to take that chance. That's how you get sick up ahead. And I'm not trying to get sick. I've been doing so well. Let me knock on some more wood. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to get into, you know, my little topic and things like that. But right now, let me go ahead and play some more music because, you know, that's the way I'm feeling right now. Once again, give me a call. 805-830-8320. Be right back.
She makes the hands on the back of my find out. Just one touch.
To all the real sexaholics,
jump up in my truck and let me take you there. I'll let you ride on through the night. I'm a sexaholic and I'm cool with it. So let me eat that kitty till I'm through with it. Wanna see you shaking cause you loving it. The pleasure's all mine.
I want it all the time. It's always on my mind. It's just a part of me. Sex I love. I love it anywhere. The bed, the floor, a chair. It's just a part of me. Sex, I love. I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind. I like it, I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind.
I won't hurt a bit as I'm hitting it. Wanna see you grin while I'm digging in. Not just in and out, I'm a circle man. Everything I wanna feel. Hitting every wall is the master plan.
Gotta let you know the kind of man I am.
Gotta put it down, gotta wrap the key. I know how women don't care.
I want it all the time. It's always on my mind. It's just a part of me. Sex, I love. I love it anywhere. The bed, the floor, the chair. It's just a part of me. Sex, I love. I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind. I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind.
I want to feel you close to me. And never will I wanna let you go.
Already know the kind of girl I am. Need a mean long stroke in a video cam. Cherry gloss, high heels, I entice my man. Making love by the tub, playing one of your jams. Then in front of the mirrors, watch me work the pole. Then I work you on a chair till I reach my goal. When I bring it to the floor, let you take control. See me bend while you dig, yeah, this thing is gold. My weakness, pretty niggas with big sticks. I do tongue tricks, starring in our own porno flicks. Turn you on like a light switch, hard as a brick. Cause you loving how I move it and it's extra thick. I have you anywhere, bed, floor, or chair. And you can spank me hard and pull my hair. You see it's all for you. I ain't the type to share. Though you got sick for days and I got ass spare.
So late,
I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind. I like it, I love it. I want it all the time. I crave it, I need it. It's always on my mind. I like it.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio's Crushing After Dark. I am Miss La Crush Hearts. Okay, so I want to talk to y'all about something real quick. I'm not going to stay on a full hour, only 45 minutes left. So let me ask you, when you get what you ask for sexually, that moment when you get everything that you need, like, you know, the hugging, the kissing, the caressing. I mean physically, sexually. That's what I mean. You get everything that you ask for. It's mind-blowing. You love it. You enjoy it. And then you try to get that again, and it just doesn't add
up. I don't get it.
Oh.
I got everything I wanted sexually a few weeks ago. Everything, you know. The size that I wanted, the stroke that I wanted, the speed that I wanted, the licking that I wanted. I got everything that I want sexually. And it was wonderful. I never experienced that before. I don't know. I was just in heat. I was like a dog in heat. I was like my cat walking around with my tail up in the air. Anyway. And then we tried to go for it again. And we just, it was like back at square one. Let me tell you what happened. So he said I was ashy. I just came out the shower with her ashy. So he said he was going to give me a baby oil massage like the porn stars do. Okay. I'm not mad at that. We can do that. So I lay on my belly and he's rubbing and it just feels so good. His big, strong hand. I'm just, you get it, right? So he starts moving lower and he's touching places that don't normally get touched. He's straddled across me. I'm loving every inch of it. I'm loving every bit of it, rather. And he's just laying the lotion on thick. Baby oil, excuse me, it's baby oil. He's just laying the baby oil on thick. When I say it's thick, he's laying it on thick. Listen, dude, we need to put a towel down. You're going to mess up my bed.
Damn,
type
man.
Thick. And he just rubbing it in, and it's just feeling all good. And I'm just feeling tingly. Right? You just start feeling tingly. Now, we take it to the next level. You know, he do his thing, and I'm doing my thing, you know. So, you know, I assume the position. And he got in there, and he started moving his hips. And it was just like, whoa. It was awesome. When I say it was awesome, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this had to be a 15. I never had this before. Never had that feeling before. It was just like I was ready for him. I don't know. I'm telling y'all, folks, it was just good. It's like I wanted everything that I want sexually. I finally reached my peak. He reached his peak. Everything was just in sync. We were just having a good time, enjoying it. And then, I don't know. Okay, so everything is on the up and up. We hug, we kiss, we pass out, you know, the usual. Like I said, everything's on the up and up. And then the following week, 2 weeks later, we try to do that, and it just didn't happen that way. I don't know. What the hell? Right back at square one. Oh, the frustration. But, yeah. How do you want it sexually? Just one night. It don't have to be many nights. But just that one night, it was like the right person, the right setting, the right music, the right mood, where everything just fell into place. That's just the most awesome feeling. I wonder how many times that happens. I don't know. I just wanted to share that with y'all. You tuned into Crush After Dark. I'm Miss LaCrush Hart sharing my sexapade. And right now we're going to go to another song break. Be right back.
I'm fun too. Listen.
know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house, sit more easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your you pin. Don't tap out, fight into the end. Ring that bell, and we gon' start over again. We grind it with passion, cause it's your birthday. Been at it for hours, I know you thirsty. You kiss me so sweetly, tastes just like Hershey's. Just tell me how you want your skin, girl.
Girl, you know I.
Off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body how I do. Or maybe we can float on top my waterbed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. We work our way from kitchen stoves and tables, girl. You know I'm more than able to see. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. I was talking about that good. When you get it, you just can't get it back. It's like doing drugs. You're always trying to get that first high. That good. Everything just falls into place. The music, it's like every song that plays was just meant for this moment. He's doing the best performance that he's ever have done. There's everything just feels good. You know, the touching, the tingling fingers, all of that. Your leg is shaking, your eyes are curly, you're reaching for stuff that ain't there. Oh, my goodness. It's like everything is just on point. And then I was flipped over, and he was covered in sweat, and Lord, oh God, y'all not understanding me. Oh, he just looked so good, and it's like I said, everything was just like, oh my goodness, he was just dark chocolate melting all over me. It was just awesome. sorry, folks. Catch my breath here. All right. Caught a flashback. Shout out to Russ in the chat room. Russ, we chatting, Russ. I'm telling y'all about, you know, when everything just goes right sexually and you just have that good. You know, I just got to call it that good. Everything's just on point. I digress. They got that link to that Skype. Mr. Russ, call in. Let me know. Have you ever experienced that with a woman? Have you ever experienced that ultimate, you know, that ultimate feeling with her? Everything just fell into place. If you have, call us up. We'd love to hear your voice. And headed to the lines, Miss 225. Hey, Miss.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on, Lady C?
Hello. Oh, nothing much. How nothing. You doing, Miss LaCroche?
I don't know how I'm doing. I'm going through the motions. Going through the motions right now.
Oh,
I was talking about my experience a couple of weeks ago when I was dealing with my new boo, and everything just fell right sexually, physically. That experience was awesome. And then we tried like a week or two later, and it was back to square one. And I'm like, how does that happen? And then, you know, you're quick to blame the next person, but then you got to ask yourself, was it me? I don't know.
Guess what, man? It wasn't aligned. The moves weren't in the right spot to align so y'all could be compatible. That wasn't in sync. Because when you're in sync,
When we in line, when we in sync, Lacey, telling you, the body was on point. He was glistening with the sweat. It was just like, yes. And then it was like, no, stop that. Lacey, you ever had that? Everything was just right. And then it was just like, no.
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah, one time it was like, like you just couldn't imagine it to be that good. I mean, every touch was like electricity flowing from the ceiling back and forth. Like, you touched me, I knew you were touching, I could touch him, and I even felt good when I touched him, yeah.
Right.
Like, you just energizing each other, like, oh, yeah. Mm.
Yes, Lady C, that's exactly it. That's exactly it, girl. I was wiping sweat away. It felt good wiping the sweat away.
Oh, yes, man. All of that, it just adds to it. It's like you keep getting better and better as you touch and just keep going. And oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
We can try something else. Okay, yes.
Let me see, you not understanding. It was the baby oil. I think that's exactly what it was. It had to be the baby oil. It was something in the baby oil that just triggered everything. Like, whoo, we were slipping and sliding. It was awesome. I got cowgirl. Oh. I don't know. Damn, it was just fine.
Was it Johnson & Johnson baby oil?
Yeah, you know what? It is Johnson. Yes.
Johnson and Johnson.
Yes.
That's some of the best baby oil.
It is Johnson. $4.29.
Shade. Worth every penny.
Locks in up to 10 times more moisture.
It locked it in, too.
Yes, it did. Okay, so folks,
around two.
You know what? Everything was on point. The size, the shape, the motion, all of that, and then we just
like a baby. Thumb in my mouth. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Like he just laid, don't move. He had to lay there a good half an hour. Don't move. Just stay right there. She will let you know when she's done with you. You ain't got to slide nothing out. She will push you out when she is done. Don't move. She will let you know. Damn. Crazy. Okay, so folks, I told y'all that today was, or tonight rather, tonight we are announcing the winner of the Phone Fantasy Radio's A Week of Lovers Valentine's giveaway. And because I'm on such a good high reminiscing, I actually picked two winners. Yes, I did. I picked two winners to receive official Phone Fantasy Radio logo mug with the candies and lollipops and pretty tie bow and all that good stuff. I picked two winners. They will be receiving a mug from me very soon. The first winner name is for liking Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook is Mr. William Monroe.
Woo!
I got that. So William Monroe. Mr. Williams Monroe is he's actually called to the show before. He's cool. We also have another winner. Marie Mars Guzon, who did it all. She downloaded the app. She liked us on Facebook. She subscribed to our email list. So, big up to Marie. Yay! Everybody who entered and signed up. So disappointed in Lady C and Russ for not signing up. But
I kept trying to get there and I kept getting delayed.
Kept getting distracted. But I'm glad Russ did not sign up. Because it would be kind of expensive to send him something across the
board. By the time he get it, like, what was in there, Clark?
Right, they get here. Like, listen, Russ, I'm going to take a picture
they
of
ran it. They ran it through the scanner. We don't think that can go across these.
Right. The way UPS is set up. The way my UPS account is set up. Can't send it there. But shout out to Marie and William for signing up, and they are our official winners. So that is awesome. And, right, she got an iPhone, too. So I'm going to send them their email and let them know that they have won an official Phone Fantasy Radio. Who is this? Russy Boo Boo Russ. Who is that?
Hello, baby. How you doing? All right.
I'm doing okay, Russy.
Hello, baby. I'm all right.
You're
all
right.
Who's that? The question and Lady C.
Yes.
Hi, Russ.
Two of my favorite ladies.
It's
a shame we're not together.
No.
The three of us.
With all your clothes on?
No, I don't wear clothes, baby. No,
I don't wear clothes. He said
it's
so
away.
Is it it's naughty night tonight, is that right?
Yes, it is. Are you gonna be naughty? Oh, nice.
Well, normally I'm never naughty, but
what? You're naughty.
It's a shame. It's a shame we're not together, you know, the three of us. You can have a nice bit of white dick.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's what you just call offering it away all willy nilly like that?
Yeah.
So,
a nice bit.
Yeah. So what you both been up to then?
We've been living the life of a rock star.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm. I've been acting like I'm a celebrity.
Well, you are. You are a celebrity, really, ain't you?
No, I'm not.
No?
Any
oh, you are.
Huh?
You are to me, baby.
Aww. Hey, lady.
Huh?
What did you say, Lady C?
I said you are. You're going up. You're climbing up the ladder. I think you're popular.
Aww, thank you, Lady C. I love you guys. Oh,
you're fine. I'm emotional, baby.
Oh, my goodness, Russ, you didn't sign up for my mug. But I do have two winners right now.
Well, that's
Marie Guzon and William Monroe have won mugs. I'll be doing this again later. I still got a few more mugs left. I'll be doing this again a couple of months from now.
Mallory Monroe.
Say that again?
You said Mallory Monroe won it.
No. No. Her name is Marie Guzon.
Oh. I heard, oh, I thought you said Mallory Monroe.
How did you get that from Guzon?
Oh, I don't know. It is almost 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh.
That's why.
Yeah.
You sleepy?
No, I'm all right, babe. I'm all right. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm all
right. Okay. Just checking.
Because if we're all three in the room together and you're going to sleep, it would be no fun, Russ.
Oh, don't know. I mean, I'm wide awake when I have to be. Yeah, I mean, if the three of us were there, you know, I'd fuck you both really good, you know?
Really good?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, your fantasies. Over there, your fantasies, babe. I said, we're there, your fantasies, babe.
Well, it might come true. You never know. As long as airplanes exist.
This is true. There's always that option. Sorry, guys. For the noise. Okay. There's always that option. I'll just put my headset on so y'all can hear me a little better. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Hands free. Yay.
Oh, yeah. That's what you want.
Is this a new Is this a new account, Russ? Rusty Boo Boo Russ? That's a new account.
Yeah. The other one, I kept getting people from Facebook, I've never spoken to before. You know how a deal goes.
Right.
I've never spoken to them, and they kept... One woman, she contacted me, so I answered her call. And she said, what do you want? I said, well, you just fucking called me.
Right, don't connect your Facebook to it, because... It goes, like, automatically sends out requests and all that other stuff. That's the downside to all these different social networks and Facebook games and apps and stuff like that. It'll send stuff on your behalf. Like, I didn't send that out. Like,
automatically
send game requests out and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, babe. Okay. But I'm not going to stay on here all night long. I'm going to go play me some music. And we're going to come back, and I want to hear about your escapades. Russ, have you ever had that good pussy, that awesome pussy, that I'm going to marry you and give you all my money, and I want you to have all my kids type pussy? We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it.
All right, then.
Crushing After Dark with La Crush Hearts. Play, damn it.
Okay. We seem to have some technical issues again. Let me try to refresh this. Let's see what in the world is happening here. I apologize once again to everybody. Get tuned into Crushing After Dark. Go ahead and visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. That's facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Go like our page, you know, see my little postings, my mental breakfast, you know, all that good stuff. And don't forget to tune in Monday night for Musically Inclined. And let's try this again. We're about to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Russ from across the pond. So right now, let's take a break.
Greatness plus greatness equals great greatness.
Girl, I believe you can fly, 'cause you got those angel wings, and you know just what I mean. Plus the voice you sing can save a life. My baby's on the scene, something's hurting. She's my everything, I can't deny. That love I'm more every day. I got problems, she makes them go away. And if her love ain't enough, my girl can let you me. Swoop right down and pick me up, she's super sexy.
You know I can't let you out of game, man. Here come another girl. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. Let me get my game.
Excuse me, baby. Come and start it. Give me your second. Let me borrow. Go eager. You look good to me now.
Charlie, I know you're the greatest, but you ain't gonna do this without me. It's Jay Fox, man. Let me holler at him.
Now, Charlie, I'ma take my time. Sure, I wanna know if it's true that I'm gonna do what he do with her. Yeah, yeah.
Super.
Black Fantasy Radio. Russ.
All right, baby.
How are you, babe?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Okay, okay. So tell me, Russ.
Yeah.
Have you had that good? Have you had that mind-blowing with someone?
Well, fortunately for women, I love tougher pussy.
You love what?
I love licking a woman's pussy.
Uh-huh.
Now, some men might do it because they think it's expected. Mm-hmm. Some men might do it, you know, because they think they've got to do it to get their dick sucked after. But I just love, I like doing it anyway. I enjoy it. But that's not your question, is it?
Nope.
Have I been given it?
Have you experienced, has everything just lined up for you? Regardless of, you know, has it worked both ways? Was you mutually satisfied? Like, ooh, baby, was she mutually satisfied? Did you feel the connection? You know, I don't know how it is for guys. I don't know. That's an interesting question. How is this sex to guys? I don't know. You got to tell us.
It's probably not the answer to your question, but what I've noticed is, it's probably not what you're asking, but women I've met who talk about they talk a good fight, but when it comes down to it, they don't, once they get in the ring, they don't back it up. Some of the quieter ones, they turned out to be some of the dirtiest bitches I've ever met. I mean that with respect. I don't ask for a lot, though. I don't ask for a lot. I mean, I love having my dick sucked. But I don't think that's asking a lot. You know, one of the things I hate in the past is when I've had a woman suck my dick, then after 1 minute she says, is that enough now? And obviously she didn't like doing it. You know? And if she don't want to do it, I don't want her to do it because I'm not enjoying it.
Right.
But when they say, oh, is that enough now? I like my dick sucked. I don't think that's asking a lot. You know, I'm not asking for whips and chains. I'm not asking for ice cream. I'm just, you know.
Well, you know, I think that all boils down to, it's not that you're asking a lot, but it all does boil down to the power situation.
Yeah.
You know, when you put in that position, it just feels like I'm giving you way too much power and it's going to get.
Yeah.
For me to be down on my knees and looking up at you, or however, you know, she gives it. I think that's what it boils down to. In some cases, you know, they feel like, I enjoy giving a little head every now and then too, but, you know, and I'm like, there's an art to it.
Yeah,
I gotta learn it, but you know that's the art of just giving it back and forth. Like, I think that's the excitement. That's the, you know, I can bring you pleasure, you could bring me pleasure, and you know, if it's by, you know, oral sex, then so be it. But you know, if I'm gonna have sex with you, shouldn't that be my ultimate goal?
Yeah.
What you think?
Yeah, it's an art that. It's a connection. I love giving head. I love giving blowjobs. I get excited.
Right.
So that turns me on. I don't know. There are some men. I just had one guy I was dating. He didn't like it. He didn't like giving, but he wanted to receive. But I was, wait a minute. There's something wrong with this picture. you want me to give to you, but you don't want to give to me. You know, and like I said, it's a give and take. You know, we're trying to make each other happy and reach the same thing, a good climax.
He should be ashamed of himself.
I'm, you know.
I think his mother's telling up all wrong.
It's not what he says, it's how he says it. You know, if you say it on some, you know, no, I don't want to do that, you know, type thing, then yeah, I'm going to feel some type of way. But if you like, you know, babe, you know, do that type thing, I'm receiving oral, you know, and I like watching his toes curl. I like watching him push my head away. I like all that. Like I said, it's a power thing. You know, you can either take it as you, or I can take it as I'm making him submit me. So I guess it depends on how you look at the, you know, how you get the glass. Either it's half empty or it's half full. So, you know, you take it, and it's the same thing with, like, different positions. It's that power struggle that I'm on top, you're on top, you're the bottom. And it's just fun. Like, you know, just going back and forth with it. I think it's just all about having fun and that intensity, that emotion, that electricity that y'all share between each other. And oral sex, whack. You don't know how to do it. Some don't know how to do it. Some you got to tell what to do. Some just, you know, was born with the gift, I guess, or, you know, they start to lick until they think they got it right. I don't know.
Yeah. I once said to...
That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. I'm not asking for it like that.
I once said to a woman, I said, you know, do you want to suck my dick? And she said, oh, I don't think my mother would like that. I thought, I wasn't asking your fucking mother.
Is her mother in the room with us right now?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I guess it just all depends on how you look at it when it comes to that, but I want to know. Guys, call us up. Let us know your opinion on it. 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'm going to definitely let you on. Let us know. Have you ever had that ultimate good, good ladies, guys, share your story with us? That's what we're talking about tonight, that you got everything that you want sexually. Physically, you know, it was mind-blowing. The music, the mood, the energy, all of the above was just on point. You know, chat room. Shout out to everybody. I don't know where y'all coming from. Shout out to everybody in the chat room right now. Ha ha, no. It's a little bit of Winster. Okay, how are you? We got a caller from the 501. I don't know. 501.
Hey,
what's
up?
From?
My name is Jimmy. I'm calling from Arkansas, Little Rock.
Oh, okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. You know, I was just, you know, looking to talk about this one time with my girlfriend. All right, so we go to the sushi place. We get some sushi. Then we go back to the house, and, you know, things start getting a little heated. And she asked me to put the sushi in her butthole. And so I put the sushi in her butthole and start eating it. And, you know, I like my sushi without soy sauce and the green stuff, the hot green stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I put all that in there, and she starts freaking out. And, like, she's just all flopping around, and she kicks me in the face. And I don't know what to do. And so I started smacking her around, and she started hitting me back. And I shot her in the face, and now she's buried in the backyard, and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Lady, please stop laughing.
And I was wondering if you're dead.
They are spamming me right now. Why, Lady C? Why are they spamming us right now?
I don't know. Well, just told him he's dead in the backyard. Put a marker. Put a grave marker. Let the world know he's dead. Don't leave an unknown grave. It's not a good thing. Somebody wants to say goodbye.
Yes, I'm call me Tony. I'm down here in sunny South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. And
I'm not gonna answer no more calls. So
did someone say this is the number to call
us?
Hello, Florida from London, England.
Hello, Florida from London, England. Yes. Who's in Florida? Where do you see that at?
Some bloke in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh. Okay.
Probably you got all that Tropicana for you, babe.
Kind of conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, damn it.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy, Lady C, is a conspiracy. But Lady C, I'm making little mug baskets now. That's my new endeavor, my new hobby, I guess. I'm going to make little mug baskets. I'm going to put on.
Should make good money. I mean, you know what you should have had? The little, you know, the corner bags, the guys going at the last minute buying the Valentine's Day stuff. It's like the worst thing to buy your right. girlfriend. Don't buy a bag from a corner.
I went into the store. They had a nice little tote bag, a little small, could probably fit your little bowl in there, maybe a little cup in a bag. It's about that big.
Uh-huh.
It had a teddy bear, and it had a balloon, but it wasn't much. How much is that? She said it was
$19.99.
Oh. I said, what? Like, it wasn't. I'm expecting it to be a big thing. Maybe it should have been a little bigger, but I'm like, $19.99? I don't know. I'm trying to price prices. And like I said, I'm going to start making mugs.
Wow.
I got some pictures up. I'm taking pictures. I'm going to get my winners. Once again, shout out to Marie Guzman and William Monroe for being the winners of my of Love Valentine's giveaway raffle. They won a free Full Fantasy Radio logo mug, which I will be sending them out. And they are all signing up for that. Yeah, by the way, folks, we have a mobile app. You can listen to the playback of all our shows, get updates, never update the website, about upcoming shows at Phone Fantasy Radio. That's the app. Phone Fantasy Radio for your Android and for your BlackBerry. I'm not on iPad. I still got ways to go to get on iPhone. It takes a little bit more time to get on Apple. But if you have an Android phone or a tablet, if you have BlackBerry, you can definitely find me in the store. Or you can go to phonefantasyradio.com and click on the big old giant mobile phone. That's on the page there. And download our app. Russ, you got a cell phone?
Yeah, but it's an old-fashioned one. It hasn't got all the stuff you mentioned. In England, we call them mobile phones. You say cell phones.
Yes, that's what it is, a cell phone.
Yeah.
The mobile phone.
Mobile. Mobile.
Uh-huh.
Well,
device.
Download our free app, huh?
I say it's a cellular device.
that's a felony. Tune in. Remember to tune in Monday. Monday we're back here with some more music and all that good stuff. Remember, next is the last. That is freaking awesome. Like, March 1st is next Saturday. Like,
wow.
It's so turned up. Yes, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WRPFradio. And go to Twitter and like my cat page, Max the Cat Vibe. He's over there sleeping right now.
I love Max.
Let's go down to Twitter and follow Max. Follow back.
Crush. What happened to that bloke who used to phone into your show? I forgot his name. He sounded like Clint Eastwood. I forgot his name. John.
He actually called in a few times.
Oh,
he called in the other day. I just don't let him on all the time.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I thought he sounded like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, he called in earlier this week. He called in last week. I just don't let him on all the time because he's like Tourette's. He can't hold a decent conversation. He go all the way left field.
Oh, no, you normally...
Thank you, Ha Ha, for letting me know. I did not know that. Hopefully this is a little better. I changed my connection. So we're talking about that good. We're talking about random stuff because I'm about to end my show. Want to give a shout out to Russ and Lady C for tuning in and holding down with me as always. Thank you to everybody that's came and visited us. All the guests who's tuned in, all the trolls, all the everybody that's tuned in right now in the chat room. I see you there. Once again, like us on Facebook, Twitter, Phone Fan Radio. Website, phonefantasyradio.com, and all that good stuff. And any last words, Russ?
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, Crush and Lady C, and I want to do a big shout-out to all the listeners. And this is from London, UK, all right? Fish and chips and lots of tits.
What about you, Lady C?
Thank you for having me. I enjoy myself as always. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You never know what to expect.
You never know what to expect. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go out with a bang. I'm going to go ahead and let these last callers with their hands up call in and say their last final words, if they will. We got the 254. Didn't we just pick him up? 254, what's your name, where you calling from?
I don't know my name right now. I'm sorry if my voice is kind of quiet. I'm on a lot of DPA right now. And, can you hear me?
How about the 954 then?
Wait, you heard me?
954, what's your name, where you calling from? Okay. And on that note, I want to say good night and see y'all on Monday. La Crush Hearts is out. I'm going to leave with some songs.
Black Reporter.
You missed
Black
Reporter.
Black Reporter. Black Reporter.
Black Reporter's not here, bro. She's going to motion.
And we outie.
Right.
I can do brick.
I'm just hanging up. Bye, y'all. I'm just hanging up.
Do brick.
I'm just hanging up. Bye.
This is brick. Hiya. I'm.